It is also cut day. Deadline is 4 o'clock today. And we've been going through the roster, kind of putting together who's going to be on the 53-man roster for the Falcons between the quarterbacks, running backs, wide receivers, tight ends. You guys have about 14 guys picked out. What about the O-line?
This is the back end of this one's tough. I kept 9. I'm assuming you did too, if our math is all correct, because this is the last offensive position.
Yeah, I kept 9 too, but it wasn't easy. It wasn't hard. I mean, I kind of knew exactly. I know exactly where they're going, I think, anyways.
Okay, so you got the starting five, which is Jake, Matthew Bergeron, Ryan Neusel, Chris Lindstrom, and Elijah Wilkinson at this point, right?
Well, I got McGarry, but
you got,
I got Wilkinson as one of my last ones in, but only because you have to keep McGarry and then put him on the IR.
Okay. So let's skip past that part and let's talk about when we get to Sunday, who are the nine guys on the roster?
Well, here's the problem. I kept the starting five and then Norton and then Wilkinson, Hinton, and Gwynn.
Okay, no wonder you didn't struggle.
Because
you kept McGarry and Norton on the roster.
Well, here's the deal. You have to.
I know, but on Sunday, they're not going to be on the roster.
Because I don't believe the other two guys are currently on your 53.
They're not. You're right. They got to be added after Norton and McGarry.
No. I mean on your 90.
Oh, you're saying you're adding. Okay, now that makes more sense.
I think they're outside the building.
You're coming from outside the building. And I'm with you. That's why I said the back end was hard to kind of tell, because it's like I don't know where they're going after that.
Because initially this is what the 53 is going to look like. I did mine based on this is what it's going to look like when they send the email today. Not when we get to Friday, which it could look different, right? Mm-hmm. Based on, well, you kept Carlos Washington, but I don't know. Name a running back is cut, and you're like, well, we saw him, we liked him, we're going to sign him. So that's why I did the offensive line this way, because there are going to be guys that they've seen or, you know, that they've coached with in other places that they're like, hey, this guy could come in and play a position, play this role that we need. There was a guy that I know that we're going to get calls about probably in wake-up call today that was released by Detroit. I'm not sure if he would be something that would fit how they want to run things, but I would definitely take a look in Dan Skipper, right? He's a big dude. He's 6'9", like 360.
Yeah.
I mean, he's a huge human being. I watched a little bit on him. I'm not sure if you did. At times, he looked slow. I'm not sure if he's as good in the run game. I'm not sure if he's any better than McGarry in the pass game.
Yeah, I would just say, and I obviously know of Dan Skipper, and I think a lot of people do, and that's why you're saying, hey, we'll get some cut, you know, we'll get some calls today during wake-up call, because it's like people know his name. And the minute you see somebody cut that you know their name, you're like, oh, could we use them? Mm-hmm. But guys, you have to remember that there's a reason he's being cut in Detroit. Like, it's not just that cut and dry where it's like, oh, I know his name, so he's really good. That's just not how it works. There's a lot of quality players out there whose names you might not know that are, you know, that are probably better than Dan Skipper. So I'm with you on that. It's just it's frustrating, but I just having not watched any tape on him this morning, I would not think that he fit what they want to do. Although it's not like Caleb McGarry is extremely fleet of foot, and he's actually good at what they want to do. So I don't know.
No, but he played. Skipper played Friday or Saturday, whenever the Texans and the Lions played their third preseason game, and literally the first pass that he's in, he gets beat. It was a strip sack. Detroit recovered the ball, but then he looked okay in some pass protection, but he looked a little. I don't know. I sit here and feel like trying to critique an offensive lineman to an offensive lineman is a little bit of a weird spot, but he looked a little slow at times in some of the things he was doing.
I think you're spot on, and I think the nature of the beast, like I said, is there is a reason why he was cut in Detroit, and that's probably exactly what the reason was. So I'm with you,
okay. But that's why I kept Wilkinson, Hinton, and Gwynn, because I just think right now, and look, I'm not saying they won't bring in somebody up. They might. Have Gwynn on the 53 to begin with, and see somebody they like better.
Yeah.
And Nick Harris is a name. He's a lighter center that I think could run. They run in similar stuff to what he got cut by Washington yesterday, And he could be a guy that they maybe look at.
The biggest takeaway, Allie, is that they're keeping 9 offensive linemen in both of our rosters, mm-hmm. right? And you can mix and match who that is, and once those guys are on IR or short-term IR or whatever it is, then you have to fill in the back. But I think they're keeping 9 as well.
All right, you've got 9 there. What about the D-line?
Oh, man. Go ahead, Bo.
I kept 7.
I did, too.
I kept 2. And I think it's pretty obvious you keep Rook, Dorless, Onyemata, Harrison. This is where we might disagree. Okay. I kept TQ Graham.
Yeah.
Kentavious Street.
Yeah.
And Laquelle London.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. No, we're spot on.
I think Simeon Barrow, who I love, absolutely love Simeon Barrow. I think he is a guy that you can get to the practice squad. I know there's a number going out there. He's one of the top interior defensive linemen win rates. Okay. I don't think that's a negative. I think it's a good, but I think you could probably get him on the practice squad, and I think they would love to have him on the practice squad. If they think there's a chance they can't keep him, they would cut maybe London and try to get him to the practice squad.
Yeah, I wouldn't be shocked to see that flipped, but I'm with you. I think if I'm just picking the top 7 right now, that's the guys I'm going with. And you're really talking about 2 spots, honestly. I mean, you're kind of talking about 2.5, really, when you talk about the way that we run defense. So I'm with you. I had the same group. I had Dorless Street, Onyemata, Harrison, Graham, Laquelle London, Barrow making it to the P squad, and Morgan Fox obviously has already been cut. So,
how about the edge? How many spots there?
I kept 6.
Yeah. Well, it just depends on where you're lining up number 51, I think, is the question. Oh. Is D'Angelo Malone part of your 6 or no?
No, he's not. Not okay. That 6.
Okay.
Doesn't mean he doesn't make my roster.
Right. That's he's such a tweener. He's such a tweener and obviously a specialist. I'm with you. I think we probably line up exactly the same. Braylon Trice and Khalid Kareem are on the back end of that. But obviously you keep the first 2 rounders and you keep Leonard Floyd and Arnold Ebuchadie.
Yeah. Easy enough.
I think
Trice and Kareem were on there.
Now, D'Angelo Malone is one that, and obviously we're going to get back into this later on in the show, but D'Angelo Malone is one of those where I was like kind of going, okay, which group does he even belong to? You know what I mean? Like he's played both, and he's played both, honestly, pretty extensively throughout preseason when you add in practices, when you add in games. And you just mentioned it a minute ago. You were talking about Terry and him being in the booth with you and Wes and Dave on Friday night, and he talked about how you construct the roster and how you start with the active 45 game day guys, and you kind of build back from there, and you talk about guys who can cross-train and play multiple positions, and he fits exactly that conversation. There is a reason they started cross-training him at inside linebacker, because he's so good as a specialist, as is D. Offord, as is Natron Brooks, as are a number of other guys that are going to be talked about in these conversations today, that when you can add them and they can play 2 different spots, they become extremely valuable, and he is one of those.
He can play 2 different spots on defense, but he's a starter on special teams, right?
Yeah.
That's kind of the way I would look at him.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. And I don't think there's any secret about it, man. He's I know Kadarius Hodge went to the Pro Bowl last year. I think that he is just as well thought of inside those meeting rooms up in Flower Branch as a special teamer, like Kadarius Hodge is.
We don't think, when we think of special teams, we don't think of he's a starter role. Like we don't, but they look at special teams as these are my 11 starters on punt coverage. These are my 11 starters on kick. These are my 11 on field goals, right? I mean, what's the old Keith Armstrong thing? What position you play?
Yeah.
I play wide receiver. No, you don't. Julio Jones does.
Julio Jones play wide receiver. Roddy White, he play wide receiver. You play L4.
Yeah, right?
You play gunner.
So that's the way they look at it.
Don't nobody care what you think you play.
It's a hard thing to grasp. It's probably the thing that took me the longest to grasp as I tried to learn more about the sport and kind of how NFL coaches look at it. It's that part is hard, that they look at special teams guys as starters, and there's a couple of guys that if they can just do a couple of things on defense or offense, but they can start special teams at a high level, they'll make a roster all the time.
So I've done some quick math over here. I think you guys have pulled 37 guys. That means you have about 16 left. Is that about right?
This is going to, like, I cannot wait to hear who Bo kept in the secondary.
Okay.
This is going to be intense.
I don't know. Maybe I did some math wrong.
Well, I might be doing math wrong, too. We'll figure it out,
I've got
though.
14.
All right. Maybe I did some math wrong. We'll figure it out. I was moving quick. 8:20, we will pick back up this conversation because going up next, we're going to go in the huddle. Trey Hendrickson has got a new deal. We'll talk about it next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the
Odyssey app.